pull up in the new whip, cost me two trips. I put that roof, Chris, all in the two lips. Take vacations on jets, it's too slick. Don't bring the bags, I'll buy you some new fits. The money, the fame, and the life that's right. Everything I dreamed of, and the price is right. Every day I see a dove go inside the light. That's the diamond shining on the wrist at night. But it don't mean nothing if it ain't with you. Hardest big dough, I need you to make this move. We done seen rough times, I'ma make it smooth. How they came a long way, so I can't just lose. What's up?
But it ain't so lovely. I got two things in life, trouble and money. Yeah, you see. But it ain't so lovely. I got two things in life, trouble and money.
I got everything you want.
You know I got that.
I got everything you need.
You know I got that.
KBOO Portland, 90.7 on your FM dial.
KBOO Community Radio is hosting a two-hour live panel discussion this upcoming Earth Day, April 22nd, airing from 2 to 4 in the afternoon. Our panel is titled State of Oregon's Environment 2024. KBOO is organizing the event and the panelists. We will have 5 to 6 folks from different environmental issue disciplines. Each panelist will speak to their work and then be available for a Q&A session by phone with our KBOO audience. Again, this upcoming Earth Day, April 22nd, 2 to 4 p.m., tune in for our live panel, State of Oregon's Environment 2024. Our air room phone lines will be open by the end of the panel, here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
Want to be in the know for all things Ghost of Hollywood? Check out our website at theghostofhollywood.com for all the newest episodes and updates.
And don't forget to listen every other Friday live on KBOO 90.7 FM Portland. If you're not local, you can also find us live on KBOO.FM. And while you're there, please consider donating to Portland's very own listener-powered radio.
Support for this program comes from KBOO members and the Portland Housing Bureau, announcing the opening of the North Northeast Homeownership Preference Policy Waitlist, helping longtime and displaced residents to purchase a home in their community. The application deadline is April 19th. Information for the Homeownership Preference Policy Waitlist at portland.gov/PHB.
And you are listening to KBOO Portland, and right now we're live in the air room with Once Upon a Time and Consuelo, and the phone lines, a reminder, they're open right now, 503-231-8187, 503-231-8187. You're welcome to participate. And Consuelo, hi.
Hi. Hi, everybody. I am very happy, as always, this Friday morning to introduce our guest. I have been wanted to invite him for a long time, and he's a musician, a composer, a father, a partner, many roles, very interesting role, and his name is Matty Charles, that what is already very appealing, and we are going to listen some of his song, and he is going to tell us about autobiography and music. I think there is a strong relationship between what we write, literature or music, and who we are. So I am very happy again to have him and to have a good time with all of you. Like Ender said, 503-231-8187. We will be waiting for your call, suggestion, comment, and congratulations to our guests. Hi, Matty. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Consuelo?
Oh, here we are, happy as can be, as you know. And I would like to start talking with you about how old were you when you discovered music?
Wow, I was very young, I would say. I started going through my parents' record collection as early as I was just, you know, conscious of it. Started listening to their records and listened to their Rolling Stones records, their Bob Dylan records, their Joni Mitchell records, you know, a lot of folk stuff. And but yeah, it was always kind of the center of my...
So were you a teenager or earlier?
No, I would say I was probably, you know, six or seven, something like that.
Yeah. And at what age did you start composing?
I started writing songs when I was in high school. The first band I was in was a kind of punk rock indie band. Back in the day, I grew up here in Portland, and there was a lot of all ages clubs. So yeah, we started doing that and playing at the you know, places like the Satyricon and the X-Ray Cafe.
Yeah, this is nice that you are a legitimate Portland guys, so what make a big difference? And what kind of composer or singer inspired you when you were a teenager or later on?
Well, I think I was inspired by people who had interesting voices. You know, I love Bob Dylan, especially his early recordings. I loved Johnny Cash.
Oh.
I loved, you know, people like, I loved a lot of you know, the Harder They Come soundtrack with Jimmy Cliff and all that stuff. You know, Tom Waits, The Doors. I mean, I liked a huge variety of music. I like Nina Simone. I mean, I like so many. It's just hard to even like narrow it down. But I think for singers, I like people who have interesting voices.
Yeah, you mentioned Chris Christopherson in your profile. And Help Me to Make Through the Night, one of his famous song. And in what way did he inspire you too? Do you like him?
Absolutely, I love him. I think he's just a great songwriter. I mean, I think, you know, me and Bobby McGee, Help Me Make It Through the Night, the song that he wrote about Johnny Cash, it's about the devil and drinking his beer. It's like, oh my gosh, the songwriting is amazing. Their stories, it's a story wrapped up in a 3-minute song. And I think what is so remarkable about someone like Chris Christopherson is he's not like a classically talented singer in you know, in the ways that people judge those things. He would never win an American Idol. But there's so much character and storytelling to the way that he delivers the lyrics that it just draws you in.
Yeah, I think his movie, the one he did with Barbara Streisand, put him more into the visibility of himself. I got to know him through that movie. Mm-hmm. Become a Star, Be a Star, A Star Was Born.
Yeah.
And in that movie, I could feel how the music and also the intensity of how much love he had for his work, and very, very impressive. Okay, so we will start listening Main Riding a Train. The first song we are going to enjoy this morning, and you can call after that and ask question about what inspired that wonderful song.
Every morning, you know, I catch the train down on the corner, go to work again, leave my dreams in the light of day inside a room that's cold and gray. A world that I can't explain, just a man riding the train.
Drag on.
Wish that I could hold it down.
Drag three.
Put my feet back on the ground.
Drag three.
Find a way to turn this ride around. Or was it all in vain? I thought I'd get it right someday. When we were close, I was far away. Living life in a hurricane. Just a man riding a train.
Track one.
Wish that I could hold it down.
Track two.
Put my feet back on the ground.
Track three.
Find a way. Turn this right around. After all the time I've spent just wasting time. Says one way on a neon sign. I tell ya, one way that's so hard to find. And all the people that I used to know, they drift around in the afterglow. The brakeman sings a sad refrain. I'm just a man riding the train. Wish that I could hold it down. Put my feet back on the ground.
Feel like I
find a way to turn this ride around
and round and
track.
Beautiful song. The train is in itself a song. When you listen, the train going, the wheels and the sound is beautiful. I have been very lucky that I am always living where I can hear the train. And it's very nostalgic and bringing me a lot of memory. Okay, my dear Matty, I want to know where this composition came from. Related to your life.
Mm-hmm. Well, so I spent about 13 years living in New York City. I lived in, you know, so this song, Man Riding the Train, is inspired by a time I spent living pretty far away from my job in Brooklyn, in another part of Brooklyn, and I would take the train about an hour each way every day. And at the time, it really felt like I was just spending this crazy amount of my life on the train, which I was. And I was tired of New York. I was living in a expensive apartment, and I just felt like I was kind of doing the same thing over and over again. And that's kind of where the song comes from. And it's like, and I also just... At that point, I had been living in New York for a long, long time, and I was feeling pretty alienated from the way that things were changing. You know, it got more and more expensive, and it was harder and harder for every person I knew who was an artist to, or a working class person to live there. And so I think that song reflects that.
What year are we talking, more or less?
I moved out of New York... in 2010.
Yeah, 2010. Yeah. Things change all over the world.
Oh, yeah.
At that time. And you, what instrument do you play?
You know, I play a lot of stuff casually, but primarily I'm a rhythm guitar player and I sing. And sometimes I play harmonica, but I haven't done that in a while. You know.
My husband used to play the harmonica. He had a collection, beautiful collection.
Oh, that's
yeah, very, very nice. I sent it to Portugal, so I don't know what happened. Probably went to an organization for younger musician.
Mm-hmm.
And can you tell me, tell us, what are the instruments that express better feeling and emotion, in your opinion?
Well, I don't know that there are instruments that express better feeling and emotion, but I would say, in what we do, we're a quartet. We have I'm an electric rhythm guitar player. We have electric lead guitar player, electric bass and drums. And basically, I think of us as kind of a country band, but it's, you know, it's kind of souped up country music. It's electric. It's kind of like what a lot of, you know, country is kind of based on, a string band, and an old country band would have a banjo player and a fiddle player and maybe a pedal steel player, but primarily they're string instruments. And I think there's something in that is, it leaves a lot of space for lyrics and the story of the song. And the songs in country music oftentimes, well, I mean, they're music about working class people. So they talk about work, they talk about love, they talk about heartbreak, they talk about addiction, they talk about fun and going out dancing.
And poverty, too.
And poverty, yeah, sure, yeah.
Yeah, this is what is nice about it, that is dedicated to a certain people who are in a lower grade in society, and also about human emotion, like love, loss, death, life. It's very sentimental and nostalgia, full of nostalgia, very nice.
Yeah.
Do we have a call? Hi.
Hi, Consuelo, it's Norma.
Hi, hi.
For your guest.
Yes, yes.
Do you write the lyrics first, or do you write the music first, or is it a combination?
Huh. That's a great question. You know, sometimes it can happen either way. Sometimes I think usually the most common way that I write is that I come up with a lyrical line, and it usually is accompanied with a melody, and then I just pick up the guitar and I find a chord structure that works underneath it and go from there. And usually I write a verse, and then from the verse I kind of think of where it would naturally go to a chorus, and then I sit down and I ask myself, well, what is this song trying to say? It's you know, it's part inspiration, and then part of it is just kind of figuring out what works. It's kind of a puzzle.
Mhm. So yeah, you do that with both the music and the rhythm.
No, I would say I start with the lyrics, and then I lay something down pretty simple underneath as far as the rhythm guitar. And then I figure out what the tempo wants to be, and what, you know, is it going to be a 4-4 or a 3-4, and then I kind of, yeah, it's pretty, I would say it's pretty, it's a pretty organic experience. It's not a lot of thinking in the first stages. I just kind of go with the feel.
Yeah, well, it's a feeling you have with regard to the lyrics as well as the music, I guess.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so now you did that song when you were in New York, right? Wanting to get out of New York?
I would say that song was inspired by that experience, but I wrote it not that long ago, within the last couple of years.
Oh, okay. All right. So you didn't have a a group that you were playing with in New York that was part of this song?
No, I did. I had a band called Matty Charles and the Valentines, and we played every week, if not more, around Brooklyn and, you know, on the East Coast. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, but they weren't involved in this particular song.
They were not involved. No, I have a different band. Yeah. So the band, the Jackson County Kills, is the new band.
Okay. So you get a lot of good feeling out of writing these lyrics that express your feelings about life, or are, well, I don't imagine all your music that is that genre of words, but nevertheless, it's a way to express your feelings about life.
Yeah, absolutely. And just so we give other people a chance to get on the phones, I think it's definitely a way that I express myself.
Okay. Well, I was impressed with your song, both the lyrics and the music, and the fact that I could understand the lyrics, which isn't always true these days. So I appreciate your clarity.
Oh, well, I appreciate calling in. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you, Norma.
Okay.
As always.
Thank you.
I do appreciate. Let's talk on the week. Thank you, my dear. Do we have another call? Do we? Is there somebody?
And just so everybody knows, you can call into the studio here. What is that number?
503-231-8187.
Nice. And it looks like we got
good someone question. On. Good question. Norma made a good question about the relationship. What is goes first? The story, the rhythm, or the composition? Okay, here we are. This is Consuelo. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. So I'm a longtime fan. I'm delighted to be able to call in and ask Maddie a couple of questions.
Oh, I am so happy.
So I was wondering how he feels about the sort of expansive nature of country music right now, and how that might be inspiring him as he continues to write music. And the other thing I wanted to know is, has Portland inspired any of his music? And I'll leave it at that. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for those questions. Those are really interesting. So the first question is, how has the expansive nature of country inspired my music? Well, I think country has always been a very expansive type of music. You know, it encompasses British folk music at its kind of origin, and then it kind of meets the, you know, the African American, or the, I say, the African experience, and you start getting bluegrass and like seven chords, and then it, you have Waylon Jennings who adds drums, and it gets a little funkier. And I mean, there's just so much, you know, it's like saying rock and roll. It's like this huge spectrum of music, and I think I love the expansiveness. I think music should be expansive. Like, I don't think anybody wants to be put in a box and have to do something that falls into, a tight label. That's, to me, the antithesis of creativity. And then, so, as far as Portland, the experience of Portland has really inspired me. I think Portland, it's a great town. I grew up here. It's very, very different from how it was when I grew up, and I think that's to be expected. And I think any place that people want to live is going to change. You know, I experienced that living in New York. I lived in San Francisco for a while, and I think, you know, Portland is great. It inspires me because there's a great music community, and there's so many young people making music and older people, and we all kind of live together in the same universe, and it's wonderful.
I agree. I think also this way tell us that the city is alive.
Absolutely.
And that we have experience, emotion, and feeling from our community. We do have another call. Okay. Good morning. Who is there? Nobody. We're here, so.
You're on now.
Is there? Yes. Hello. Yoo-hoo. Is there or is not there? Anyway, we will go and listen now, Drinking to Remember, the second song today, Drinking to Remember. And
this street has a barroom, the barroom has a chair, strong enough to hold me up despite all my despair. It's alright if I get tight, 'cause I can walk back home from here. Just me and my old memory of the love that isn't there. I head over after work, hang out in the crowd. Barman knows me by my name and the music's playing loud. Just one more to tell myself will help me to forget all the foolish things I've said and done, and all of my regret. I'm just drinking to remember all the dreams we once shared. If I can get high, why can't I forget she's not here? I need a friend that's better than whiskey, wine, and beer. Just another dream that won't come true, no matter how sincere. All right, get sincere. I'm just drinking to remember all the dreams we once shared. If I can get high, why can't I forget she's not here? I need a friend that's better than whiskey, wine, and beer. Just another dream that won't come true, no matter how sincere. Just me and my old memory, whiskey, wine, and beer.
Hi, I know that you have been patient waiting to ask a question or make a comment. This is Consuelo.
Hello, thank you for taking my call. This is Mick. I'm a major fan of the Jackson County Kills.
Oh, you! Wonderful!
Extra fan of Maddie. Just his voice is just epic, and just this band is so fantastic. But I actually have two questions.
Good.
One, I don't know if you addressed this already. I tuned in a few minutes late, but I don't know the origin of the band name. And then my second question is, what is Maddie's like most favorite song to play from their new album?
Huh. Oh, thanks for calling, Mick. So the origin of the band name, someone just asked me that, actually. That's funny. I was on tour. This was probably, 12 years ago. I was on tour doing a solo run, and I was in Jackson County, which is the county that Medford is in. And I happened to be sleeping in the back of my car in a rest area in Medford. And man, you got to be careful about doing things like that, because I was lying back there and I heard, you know, I heard a vehicle roll up and the lights came on and they knocked on the car, and the officer asked me to get out of the car and show him my identification and the proof of insurance, and I did that. And while this was happening, his radio was on, and there was all these reports where people were talking about the Jackson County kills, which was a reference to cattle that were killed by wild, obviously by wolves. Even in that moment where I was a little apprehensive, I was like, man, that is a great band name. And I filed it away in my imagination and my memory. I probably wrote it down somewhere. And then the friendly police officer never went through my vehicle, which was good. And I left, and that was that.
Nice. That's awesome.
And then, so the other question was, what is a favorite song off this record? This is our new record, by the way. This is our debut album, The Jackson County Kills. It is called Honky Tonk Beast. I would say, it's a tough one. I would say one of them is Can't Smoke 'Em Anymore. And I just put out the video... the video for that yesterday, so you can watch that on YouTube. I would say also, I really like playing Bright Side of the Veil. I mean, I like playing all these songs, but probably Can't Smoke 'Em Anymore is pretty jauncey.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
And I share all your feeling in relation to being a fan of Maggie. Yeah.
Amazing band.
Okay, very
Thank
good.
Thank you.
Bye. Here we have another caller. Hi. Is there? No? Buddy too? No? Okay.
So,
are you there?
No, there it is. Are you there? No. I want to know more about the Jackson County Kills. It's nice to know how the name came, and how long have you been with them?
So we've been together for, I want to say, about 5 years in total, you know, and this was also during the pandemic, which took a little chunk out of our ability to go play shows. But I want to say that the band members are on drums. We have Kevin Major. On bass, we have Tom Armstrong. On lead guitar and vocals, we have Brian Burns. And great band, great musicians.
Okay, we have another caller. Hi. Hi. No.
Callers, stay on the line when you call.
Yeah.
And something I wanted to say is we are doing a record or an album release show.
Yes.
This record is dropping on May 19th on the JacksonCountyKills.com and BeltDriveRecordClub.com, and you can get it at those places. And then we have a album release show at the Showdown on June 1st.
Very good. So how they can get it? I mean, they buy the ticket at the door, or they?
Yeah, you can go to the JacksonCountyKills.com and get tickets straight off our site.
Very good. Hi, this is Consuelo. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, I'm a big Maddie Charles fan and have gone to every show that I could, and I'm very lucky to have gotten a copy of the new record, which I think is just my favorite of all time. And there's a couple songs on there that I was wondering if Maddie might be willing to share with us about the song, maybe play one of them. One is actually a cover, which is unusual, you know, to call someone who does original music about the cover, but he did a cover of a Croce song called Operator that just absolutely, I love it better than anybody that's ever recorded it. So that would be one choice I would love to hear. And the other one was a song, and I'm wondering if you could tell us a little bit about that song, and it's called, I think it's called I Wrote It For You, or You Gave Me a
Can I Give It To You?
Can I Give It To You, yeah.
Yeah, I would love to. So Operator, the Jim Croce song, it's a hit. I think he had a hit with it in 1973. And I remember listening to that song in the car with my parents, and it made an impact because, you know, it's like this guy trying to call his ex, and he ends up just having this conversation with the operator, and it's an antiquated concept, of course, the operator, but it's also, I just think it's like one of the greatest kind of, I don't know, it's like a song about alienation where you get to the point where you're just going to have a conversation with the operator, someone who doesn't know you. And then Can I Give It To You? That's a song that I wrote for my kiddo, Sonny.
Oh.
And yeah. It's a love song.
Oh, I love that.
It's a very nice song, and it's a very nice young boy who is very handsome like his father. And when I can see him, I love the relationship they have between themselves. Very nice. Very close relationship. Do you have another question or comment?
I was just hoping maybe he would play one of those too if he has time.
Okay, well, we'll put Can I Give It To You at the head of the list then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very
Thank
good.
So okay, bye-bye.
Thank you very much for calling and the patient. And let's talk a little bit about your upbringing here in Portland with your parents. Where your parents, you said that you look at his record collection, so I can assume that your father loved music.
Yeah, my
parents. Or your parents.
Yeah, my parents loved music. My mom is a painter, and my dad was always, you know, he was a woodworker when I was growing up, and he's also, you know, really inspired as also a writer, and both my parents shared this tremendous love of art, and my dad was always giving me books from his collection to read, and my mom took me to museums as a kid, you know, to see all sorts of exhibits, and I love that. I mean, I feel super, super lucky to have been exposed to that as a kid.
I agree. I have the same experience. It's like they opened the door to heaven, in my opinion,
mm-hmm.
because art give you a completely different perspective about life and humanity.
Mm-hmm.
In some way, make you more human, because animals are very nice, but they don't have that capacity. It's only us who, until today, that we have that capacity of creativity and to show it to other community. And it's very wonderful that they did that to you in so many different ways, because to have a combination between a father and a mother painter and a father a composer and working with wood and this, you were very lucky indeed. And yeah. I am sure you are doing the same with your little boy.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so there we will have perhaps a musician or a painter like Grandma, and the legacy will continue.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, I think so. And another thing, tell us a little bit more about your the show, the release on June 1st.
Yeah, so the album comes out, and then we do a album release show June 1st, the Showdown. It's a new venue on Powell. It's beautiful. It's a lovely club. And yeah, we have an opening act, which is Jacob Weldon. And then we're going to play we'll play like a couple sets worth of music. And then we'll have a country DJ who's going to spin records. at the end of the night. So we can also party and dance and have a good time after we play.
Very nice.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. And tell us about the video that you said that you just last night or yesterday.
Yeah, I just released a video for You Can't Smoke Them Anymore, and you can go to YouTube, our YouTube channel, and watch us. Just type in the Jackson County Kills and scroll down, and you'll find it.
Okay, and have you, obviously, you see the relationship between autobiography and your composition. Are your composition mainly inspired by your life or your event?
Absolutely, yeah. It's, I subscribe to the idea that you have to write about what you know. I think if you start veering too far out of that, I mean, it's fine to explore and experiment, but I think ultimately if you want to connect with people, which is the whole thing I'm trying to do as a performer, you have to write about what you know, and that way it will be true and it will sound true and it will feel true to the people who hear it, hopefully.
Yeah, it's a very interesting point. That is the way we can connect, because we feel and we have the same emotion. We are human, and we are part of this system called life. And this is what writer and musician try to share and to get that, to transfer that emotion to other people.
Yeah.
But sometimes you don't get that recognition, or you don't feel that you are quite expressing the pain of other citizen or other human. And I feel the music is sometimes a little bit more mysterious than literature. Even I am saying music composition without lyric.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of harder to you just feel,
mm-hmm.
because there are no lyric there, so you cannot relate it to the word, but you relate to the sound. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that songs, songwriting, you know, from the perspective of lyricism, I think it is mysterious. It's like putting a group of words together with a certain turn of musical phrase. I think it has a hypnotic effect. It can pull people into a story in a way that that almost is irresistible if they're inclined to respond to it, if it touches them in a way. I've had that experience where I've been at work and I'm listening to something and I literally a song will make me cry, and I'm nice. Just like, I don't want to do this right now, I'm at work. But it's also like, I think having those moments, that's the gift of music, that's the gift of art, is that it actually makes us feel, and it not only feel, but it makes you feel not alone in your experience.
That is a very important point, I think, is when you get that connection with the writer or with the musician, and you feel how this guy went through this, that is almost the same I am going through. And this is wonderful. And when the emotion is a positive emotion, I mean, bliss or something, also how you can get to that level of happiness or that level of joy or the level of where you feel good with who you are and your life and the people that you love, that they are close to you. And it's a portfolio of feeling, emotion, experience, event that we are we are sharing with people that we don't know.
Yeah, well, I think essentially people want to be seen, they want to be heard, they want to be considered, and they want to be understood. And so I think one of the things that connects us all is that music, it brings together rhythm, it brings together, you know, these musical progressions that, you know, are like, it's like a train on a track, and then the message hits home in a completely different way. And I think whether it's, you know, hip hop or country or even classical music. It's like, it's the same idea. It you know, music, art, life is about community, and it's about creating bridges between different groups of people and different people, you know, whether it's your father and your mother, and your child and yourself and your partner. And that's what it's all about. It's if we can acknowledge the humanity in everybody and their personhood, that these feelings are not isolated and unusual, then we can also you know, step it up and become a better community.
Yeah, and that is the reason, because like you mentioned before, the kind of music or the style of music are related. I just bought a few months ago a CD of the Four Seasons by Vivaldi, but in a jazz version. Fascinated. I mean, I have never thought, I have been very fan of the Four Seasons, and Four Seasons composition by Vivaldi. No, the Four Seasons, we had also a group. And when I saw the CD, I thought, oh, how wonderful idea to mix this two different, completely classic with jazz. And it's a perfect mix. And I was amazed with the creativity and how these two different rhythms became together. And you mentioned that before, that should be so, how much it has something, a composition has coming from the jazz, or coming from the classic, or coming from the rock and roll, or the country music. It doesn't matter, because it's part of who we are. It's the creativity we have been acknowledged through our existence, human existence. Don't you think?
Absolutely. And I think, like, with jazz, you know, jazz was so inspired by composers like Vivaldi and Shostakovich. And
yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. And it's a steal. Okay, we are going to the next. So can we put the one you mentioned?
Oh, can I give it to you? Yeah.
Can I give it to you? It was a request from our... your fan and our listener. So it's dedicated special to her.
And to Sunny.
And to Sunny. Okay. Yeah, obviously Sunny. That was Fred nickname, Sunny. Interesting. And the name of my company, Sunny.
Some worn out things, looking for a good time, trying to lose a broken dream. You could see my good side, you made me want to follow through. You gave me a song to sing. Can I give it to you? Can I give it to you? So that you can hear. When the rumble of the world starts ringing, you just sing, and I'll be there. And the tune is sweet, and the words are true. And I never would have known this song if it wasn't for you. I can give you what you want, I can give you what you need. Honey, I'm strong enough, you know that you can count on me. One and one make two, one and one make three. Now we got a family and a dream that came true. Can I give it to you so that you can hear? When the rumble of the world starts ringing, you just sing, and I'll be there, and the tune is sweet, and the words are true, and I never would.
a song if it wasn't for you. Change anything, you gotta change your point of view. You gave me a song to sing, can I give it to you? Can I give it to you?
Hi, there's somebody who has a lot of patience there waiting for us. No. Okay, we had the song that was a request, and before the show ended, we are going to have the last song.
There's a caller.
Okay, here we are. Hello. Yoo-hoo. Is something wrong with the phone? The other day was something happened with Norma was calling. She couldn't call again. Okay, Matty, there's something else that you want to add? You have the floor.
Okay, well, I would say that, I wanted to say, like, this band, the other players are just so excellent. I feel so blessed to have found these musicians. They're so talented, and they're so supportive, and they are just a joy to work with, and I think you hear that in the music that we've recorded, and I think you'll witness that when you come out to hear us play.
Very nice. So we are all invited to go June 1st.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Showdown, Portland, Oregon. Yep.
Very good. So we will meet there, and we will have a lot of fun. We will drink, we will dance, we will listen nice music. I'm looking forward. I will go there. So here we have another call.
Are next in line. I'm going to put you on hold.
Yeah. We're ready. Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly well.
Pardon?
Yes.
Pardon me. I was just wondering from Matty, and he talked about songwriting, but I was wondering about the rewriting process, you know, after you get a song started.
Very good.
How much, and then how much does the band influence the song after it's written?
That's a great question. I sometimes get a song in one go and manage to get all the words. Like, sometimes I write them in a half hour and they just come as a whole piece. And that is amazing, and it's one of those moments that I think songwriters and creative people live for, is when it all comes like as a whole piece like that. But more often than not, like, I get a rough draft of the song, and then I start kind of fine-tuning it, and then I bring it to the band, and then I see what they add to it, which is usually a lot. And then that helps to form the direction and the sort of the final finished song.
The final product.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's also, great. I think it's a give and take.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's definitely a give and take.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Appreciate a very good question too, because in literature you are alone. When I am writing, yes, the editor can come and say, oh, this word is too many, this and that. And sometimes the give and taking is hard for me because you feel that there are certain rhythm that should be there and you don't want to delete it or erase or change it. And it's very good that you have that kind of relationship with your group and that they know exactly the way you write and you know exactly the way they play and what kind of combination of notes should be. And
yeah,
it's a very good relationship.
It's about trust, yeah.
It's about trust. Like everything in life is about trust. It's nothing. And I think it's... it's interesting how you build that trust, especially when you have an artistic relationship. Mm-hmm. It was hard for you. You have been in many with many bands.
For sure, yeah.
More or less, how many? Five, four?
I mean, so many over the years. I've kind of lost count because I've done different things with different bands. But
and in different places in the U.S., San Francisco, New York, Portland, so that changed the whole system and with who you play.
Yeah, for sure. But I mean, primarily, my songwriting process is a pretty solitary one, except, you know, I would say my partner, Katie Rose, who's, you know, the mother of my child, we also perform together. And she is a fantastic editor. If I have a question about whether something is working or not, I put it in her corner and she will yay or nay it. And she is almost, I would say 99.9% of the time, she's right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Lucky you that you have. I had that kind of relationship once in my life. And yeah, it's a very special to have somebody who read and who understand what you are, as who you are as an artist,
yes,
and who you trust so much that you don't even, how we will say, you will not even discuss why is that and not this, mm-hmm, because mm-hmm. you trust very good. Okay, and we have to wrap it up, we said in English, how we said, and I would like you as a gift to listen the last song. I will meet you in May the 3rd. We have already a writer, Jessica, and she will be here. And she is writing, and she wrote a little bit already about her life and her experience. And I am very happy that she's coming, and we will have a good time with her as much we have had with Matty. And I will leave you with the... name of the song is The Wheels. Okay? See you, or yeah, more than see you, listen to you, and you listen to me. And please, you are welcome to tune us and welcome to write to our to the radio, to the email, ask questions, suggestion, and do not forget that the name of the program is Autobiography. So it will be very nice if you write, even if it's a short sentence about your experience, your day, the person that you are in love with, your pet, and you read it for us. It will enthuse many other people and feel that for sure they can do it. And remember, it's always a legacy to your friend, to your family, to your community. And keep tuning this wonderful station who bring all this community to your home and give me the opportunity to be doing this, what made my life more valuable. Thank you very much. Let's listen, The Wheels.
She heard somebody scream. The street was all lit up with red and blue. When they carried him away, there was nothing left to see. Nothing left for anyone. working overtime, trying to keep the wheels between the lines. It wasn't hard to drive a cab, and the money wasn't bad. I always had a hustle on the side. Sometimes I thought about enlisting, just like our father had. My brother shipped away in 69 with a rifle and a uniform and a way to pass the time, trying to keep the wheels between the lines. Told me everything was fine. He said his wife would find.
You're listening to KBOO Portland at 90.7 FM and streaming on the web, KBOO.FM. I'm Don Jacobson, and moving on, we'll be here in just a few minutes right after the news.